The stories that the Kente scarf and the meaning of the patterns have to tell. Kente cloth scarf was considered sacred in the past and only worn during royal occasions, but now it has spread worldwide and worn by everyone. Since the authentic African scarf is still expensive, only the rich people in Africa mostly wear it. The authentic pieces are weaved with pure silk and the rather economic ones are made of cotton. The cheapest Kente clothes are the ones of rayon to make it more accessible to the general. The history: the Ashanti Kingdom of Ghana is believed to be the inventor of the Kente cloth. The archaeological evidences say that this happened in the early 17th century and the weaving tradition must have existed back even in the 11th century. The people of the Ashanti region are still the main manufacturer of the cloth. Symbolism of the colors present in a Kente cloth scarf: the darkest color black signifies maturity with spiritual energy. The blue represents peace, love and harmony. The green is for vegetation and harvesting growth. The gold for royalty and glory. Gray symbolizes healing, as the color is associated with ash. Maroon is the color of earth and linked to spiritual healing. The female essence is the color pink, whereas purple represents the feminine aspects. The red is for bloodshed and sacrifices. Silver and white rejoice purity and joy. Yellow denoted the royalty and fertility. The Kente scarf and the meaning of the patterns. As already mentioned, the Ashanti people of Ghana are the creators of the scarves and the symbols too, known as the Adinkra symbols. Hence, the scarves are referred to as the Adinkra cloths. The meanings derived from proverbs, beliefs, concepts, etc., are used there even today. These not only form as an accessory but as a home decor too. Some symbols with their meanings. Gen Yam signifies the dominance of the Almighty and is the most beautiful symbol of the region. As unique as it is a pure reflection of the religious character worshipped deeply the people. Adinkrahin is the chief of the Adinkra symbols and signifies greatness, leadership and charisma. High One High, that literally means the one which does not burn, is a symbol of endurance. This has derived from the stories where traditional priests used to walk on fire without burning their feet. Obin Kayobi Kwan Musai greatly implements the meaning that nobody is perfect in this world. Everyone makes mistakes and that they should be forgiven. Asanoahahamano Amada represents one of the seven families of the Ashanti Social League. Fathia Fada Nkrumah represents the unity of the African people. Here, Fathis was the charming Egyptian woman who got married to Nkrumah, the president of the Republic of Ghana. Abusua, Yidam, celebrates the birth of newborn, the extended family and the well-being of others. Adinkra clothes are not only attractive but the cultural reference is so interesting and important to the people. The representations of proverbs, stories, thoughts been beautifully expressed through the African scarf. Understandable or not, for the world unknown, it is definitely a magnificent creation.